Hello, and thanks so much for your support of the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer Ministries. Today, Joyce is teaching from her message entitled, Who is God? Part 3.
Well, who is God? That's the name of the series this weekend. And you might think, well, what a unique title that is. Well, I thought it might be kind of catchy. And actually, we're even throwing around the idea of writing a book with that title on it, because I think a lot of people either know a little bit about God, but they need to know him a lot deeper. They need to know a lot more about him and know him in a more intimate and a more personal way. I tell people all the time, Jesus did not die so we could all have a religion. He died so we could have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with God through Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, in the temple, the physical temple that existed then, there was a very thick, I think I've heard about, was it 3 inches or three? How thick was a curtain, Mike? 3 feet thick, a curtain that was 3 feet thick that separated the presence of God from the people. And only the high priest could go in there, and then only once a year. And he went in to make sacrifices for the sins of the people. There was an outer court, an inner court, but then this holy place into the presence of God, the people were separated by a curtain 3 feet thick. When Jesus died, that curtain tore, quote, by itself with no human instrumentality, not from the bottom up, from the top down, because it was so high that no man could have reached it. And God did it just that way to show that when Jesus died, the way was opened up into the intimate presence of God. Now, every person can go in and come out, go in and come out. And that's why Jesus died. So our sins could be forgiven, so we could have eternal life, but so we could have an intimate relationship with God while we're here. Let me tell you that God has a lot more for you than just a weekly trip to church. He wants you to learn how to do life with him. So who is God? I believe that anybody who really knows God, if anybody really knew God, they would definitely want him in their life. How could you possibly reject God or say you didn't believe in God if you really understood his character and the kind of relationship?